Hey everybody, my name's John, and I want to welcome you to the Life Behind Home Plate podcast. Now, this is a podcast where I share insights, stories, and lessons from my journey as a baseball umpire. This podcast is designed for anyone who loves the game of baseball. Whether you're a seasoned umpire, you're just starting out, or simply curious about what it's like to call balls and strikes behind home plate. Each week, I will take you into moments that define our work as umpires. Some episodes will focus on the rules, breaking down those tricky calls that can make or break a game. Other weeks, I'll share personal stories from the field, the tough times I've faced, the tough decisions I've made, and the unexpected and unforgettable experiences I've had. Now, this podcast isn't just about making the right calls. It's about the confidence, resilience, and passion it takes to do this job well. My goal is to help you grow as an umpire while celebrating the very unique and special role that we play in the game of baseball. So whether you're here to sharpen your skills, hear a great story, or just learn more about life behind home plate, I'm glad to have you with me. Together, we'll keep learning, growing, and calling the game that we absolutely love. So let me tell you just a little bit about myself. I started umpiring baseball when I was 12 years old. I realized early in life that I am an absolutely terrible baseball player. I'm slow, I can't throw, and can't hit a curveball. But I realized that I wanted to keep in the game. I wanted baseball to be a part of my life. And so one night I had an idea that I could be an umpire. And at that time, Junior Baseball of Oregon had a rule that you could umpire baseball games for people that were 2 years younger than you were. And so I could umpire baseball for 9 and 10 year olds. And that's exactly what I did. I went to my dad, who went to one of our family friends, who is Jim Joyce, the major league umpire. Yes, that major league umpire that missed the call with Andres Galarraga. My dad got some tips from Jim to give me as I started umpiring. Jim's advice was, whatever you do, just be loud. So in the spring of 1997, I went to get certified as a baseball umpire with Jim's advice in mind. And my first game that I ever umpired was at Rock Creek Elementary School in Beaverton, Oregon. I got a call from the assigner, Joel Blayaw, middle of the afternoon. And Joel said, "Hey, I need someone to cover a game in about 2 hours. Can I run by, drop off your gear, and have you go work it?" And I said, "Yes." And away I went. Now, I umpired throughout high school and college, all levels of baseball, from Little League, from the little ones, the 9 and 10 year olds, all the way up to Babe Ruth and some men's adult league. I took a break as I was getting my master's, but just a couple years ago, I moved back from Pittsburgh and got connected with the Evergreen Baseball Umpires Association. Currently, I am serving as the vice president on the board. And I remember meeting the assigner, Mark Allen, who is an absolutely amazing man, who I would say is one of my closest friends. And I went to a football officiating meeting where Mark is also the assigner. I was wearing a wrestling shirt. Mark and I both love wrestling, and so we easily connected. When Mark asked me if there were any other sports that I worked, I told him, "Well, a long time ago, I umpired baseball." And Mark said, "You know what? We're going to have you come out. We're going to have you umpire baseball." I said, "No. You know, I've kind of left that life behind me. I still enjoy baseball, but I'm not gonna work baseball for you." Mark looked at me and said, "Well, we'll see. We'll see." Now, every year, Mark would always ask, "Hey, John, are you gonna come out to baseball this year? You know, umpire baseball?" And my answer was always the same: "Mark, I'll work football for you, but baseball, I'm just gonna skip." Well, fast forward to last summer. I work other sports. I officiate basketball, football, like I said, and also lacrosse. And after I got done with my lacrosse season, one night I came home and my wife, who was my fiance at the time, looked at me and said, "Hey, you know, you're home quite a bit. Like, what? Don't you have any sports to work?" I said, "No, lacrosse season's over, and so I won't start officiating again until football season." I said, "Well, there is baseball, you know, but I'm not sure if I want to get back in." And she said, "Well, why don't you go give it a shot? You did it before. You enjoy officiating. Why don't you go and give it a shot?" I sent Mark a text message that night, and he said, "Why don't you come over to my house tomorrow? I'll get you the gear and we'll go from there. We'll get you some games here in a couple weeks." So that was a Tuesday night, or that was a Monday night. Tuesday, I would go over to Mark's house, get my gear, thinking that, you know, hey, I'll work a tournament here in a couple weeks. You know, not too worried about getting assigned a game anytime soon. Well, Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, I look at my phone and Mark is calling me. I answer the phone and said, "Hey, Mark, what's going on?" And he goes, "Hey, what are you doing tonight?" And I said the words, I said, I'm guessing I'm working with you, or I'm working for you." He goes, "Yep, I got a game. I need coverage. Can you make it?" I said, "Absolutely." Now, that was about a year and a half ago, and I have worked baseball ever since. It has been such an amazing opportunity to get connected with some of the best people that I know. I've gained so many friendships from the time that I spend working baseball. And last year, I was awarded the Ironman Award for our association for the most amount of baseball games worked in the year. And I won that award with 101 baseball games worked. So, at the end of the season, I got voted to be on our board for the Evergreen Baseball Umpires Association. And when I got elected, I said, "You know what? One thing that I would love to do is I'd love to humanize the experience of being an umpire. I've had some of my greatest memories of my entire life as an umpire. I've also had some of my worst memories where I absolutely kick a call. I absolutely miss a rotation, or I misapply a rule." And so this podcast is really for anyone who wants to learn more about what it takes, what it's like to be an umpire. I'm going to try to post once a week. I'm going to try to do a mixture of how do we work with coaches? How do we communicate clearly and effectively with coaches? How do we de-escalate situations with coaches? Also, I want to talk about the new rules that will be coming for high school ball, which is going to start here, at least here in Southwest Washington, in the next month or two. Our baseball season, we have scrimmages that start here towards the end of February. So I'm really excited to see where this podcast goes. If you could give me a like, give me a follow. Also reach out if you have questions, if you'd want to be a guest on this podcast, I'd absolutely love to have you. And most importantly, if you want to get into umpiring baseball, whether it be here in Southwest Washington, the Vancouver area, or if you're around the country and you need help finding an organization, please don't be afraid to reach out. Let me know. I would love to contact you and get you involved and have you join the fraternity of amazing baseball umpires. So thank you so much for listening to this opening podcast. That was a little bit about me. I look forward to sharing more about myself and my journey as an umpire, and I look forward to getting better and growing in my rule knowledge with all of you. All right, y'all, take good care. We will talk real soon.